There we go.
I guess that works.
That's a show.
So I guess when I kill it, that just ends it, huh? It like redirected me to some weird.
Yeah, it's like a page that asks you to like information about what you saved.
Yeah, I just saved it. If you guys want to edit that shit, go ahead.
Yeah,
so I keep forgetting we're on Skype, so I can just, it doesn't matter what the hell I'm doing on Spreecast. We can still hear each other.
Exactly. And we're still on the audio stream, the old.
So I shouldn't talk crap about Ryan Duff. All right.
No, you should. You absolutely should. It's actually been interesting. I don't know how much information Spreecast gives you about people who are listening in, but I mean, I can watch and I know that, you know, about 10, 15 people were in and out on the audio stream. And I'm curious to compare that to Spreecast and how many people went to that. Versus,
I saw it get up to like I think it was 20 in the logged in view, which I think it shows guests too. Yeah, it does. So up to, I saw it go up to 20 on Spreecast. Was the highest I saw it.
Cool,
but who knows? I don't know what kind of stats they give. So I'll be curious when it actually publishes this episode, or if it is published.
It takes a while to put it up.
Yeah, I figured I'd probably have to process it. But once it's up, then you can just drop it, embed it right in a post, and
I can do that.
Drop a link to the MP3, and away we go.
Indeed. What's your? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 potential show titles. Give me
Jesus
your vote.
Christ, what are you doing over there? Is that all you're doing? Show titles?
That and about 40 show notes, because that's what I bring. That's the
heat. That's how I roll, baby.
That's the hotness.
I wasn't even thinking of that. Let's hear your top three.
Yeah, Noel. that's because what I do, Brad.
Your best three and figure that right.
Oh man. So, you know, it's I miss you guys, man. I haven't laughed this hard since our last show. Jeez.
So
in all forms that it gets.
So chat room can vote if they have any preferences. Number one, Brad Prime. I have Humping the Wall. I use Microsoft Word, which is blasphemous.
Why is every show title something I said or did?
Oh, they're still coming.
Seen
don't worry.
Here and I don't know if I like it.
Boy.
I have, hold on, some stuff.
I love it.
I love it.
I'm
partial to Humping the Wall a little bit. But
oh, I'm not even close to done. I have Fat Human Cat.
Who the hell said
I believe it was you. No, I think it was
you. No, it was you, Ryan.
Was it me?
I said Fat Cat.
Somebody said Fat Human Cat. I wrote it down.
Yeah, I brought up that I saw someone behind you. So, yeah, it's oh, actually, Brad said, oh, it's a cat. And you said, yes, a fat human cat.
Did I add fat?
No, I think I added fat. I think we each added a part to that, so that's kind of legit.
I have Brad's drink break.
Yeah.
I have Sfittable.
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 Good luck spelling that.
I have an orgy of Brad's.
I'm really sensing a trend here, guys.
I also have Grab a Snickers Bar. It's going to be a while.
Yes.
And I have How Shakira Is It?
Wow, man. Oh, this is awesome.
You know what?
So I hear good things about Humping the Wall.
I like them all.
I hear good things about Fat Human Cat. An Orgy of Brad's is one of my favorites from this.
Orgy of Brad's pretty good. That definitely piques your interest. Like, what?
What is going on? Yeah. No, that's the better version of my Brad Prime. Way better.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I feel like Brad, I'm interested in most of these, but my vote's for Orgy of Brad's.
All right. That's the winner. That's the winner, then.
That's just my vote. You guys got to vote.
I'm in.
That was my vote.
Oh,
an orgy
man.
Of Brad's is pretty
right.
good.
Let's do it.
Do I show a list of all the rejected show titles? Because these are pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
Oh right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let me make sure I have that in the show.
That's good then. Stuff. We should definitely try to come up with the top 10.
Oh, yeah, top 10.
I really liked the top 10. That was pretty funny.
Let's spitball a top 10, and if we only get 5, cool. But it was pretty funny.
What would be how about this? Just to throw one out there. Because next week, this won't be any less relevant than it is now. Next week, top 10 rejected features in 3.4. Yeah?
That could work. That could work.
That could work.
Yeah.
That's good because it needs to be one where it can easily fill in 10 answers.
Exactly.
Oh, and we can make up all sorts of bad stuff to go in there.
Absolutely, we can.
Oh, it's going to be great. One of them is the fat human cat.
Yeah, one of them is a direct line into the WordPress late night show every week. That was rejected. Just main line into the dashboard right there.
Right in the dashboard, yes. On every page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a light box pop-up.
We'll come up with that list easy. That's an easy one. Like, yeah. That's what we should have is ones that we can literally come up with within a day's time. Like,
exactly.
Come up with,
you know, no, we should be
cutting. Throw in a Google Doc and 1 through 10, boom, just fill them in as we come up with them.
Our problem should be cutting down to 10. Not,
oh, yeah.
It can even happen for
the rejected ones, you know. Like, that's good stuff. And like you said, Ryan, it would make an awesome little snippet. In a secondary kind of post, like, you know, the top 10 of the
week. Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. Which is really cool. And that's something people share because it's like, you know, a couple minutes versus a 2-hour podcast.
I like that. And hopefully, is there a way to download the source file to Spreecast to what it recorded? I mean, because that would make it easy to clip that out.
That would be awesome. I don't know that there is. And that's one drawback. Like, you know, if they shut down in 2 years and we have no.
Right. Well, I was just thinking that would be the easiest way to edit out the video of that top 10, which is what we had like one time before, I think.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I don't know, to be honest.
I mean, we have the audio, but I mean...
It might have to be an audio thing. We'll have to see when it publishes because I haven't actually published one yet.
Yeah, it might, when I just tested it before, it'll email you when it's live, when you can get to it.
No, that's cool. Definitely to get top 10 back. That's really fun to do.
That sounds like a plan. I'll start up a shared document then. So we can dig into that one.
Yeah. So do we want to set like a day each week to do this? I mean, is Tuesday every week good for you guys, or is it something that's going to have to kind of bounce around?
Yeah, with me right now, it's actually a bit challenging Tuesdays and Thursdays until summer because my girls play softball on those days. So I missed their games today.
You talking like June or?
Yeah, it ends actually end of May.
Okay, so for you, then Wednesday for now.
Wednesday would be awesome for at least the next few weeks, and then come end of May, I'm flexible. Any day during the week would work.
Yeah, why don't we just say, I mean, I'm flexible, so it'd be nice just to pick a day. And then, you know, Dre, if you can't make one, or I can't make one, or Ryan can't make one, we find a fill-in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, if we set Wednesday, then we can all look at our schedules for the next couple months and be like, all right, here's the dates I can't make.
Yeah, exactly. No,
get them
totally
down and be like, all right, let's find fillers for those dates, and then we don't have to worry about it. And, you know, I think the consistency, like Ryan and I were talking about before the show, I think that's critical because there's no show right now that is consistent around WordPress, period. There's none.
And if we're going to be making our dynasty off of this, then we got to be all the time.
This is the moneymaker, my friend.
I do want to start selling some sponsors for these shows because
Hey, I'll send me a shirt. I'll wear it.
Yeah, send me a shirt. I'll rock it, brother.
Yeah, now that we're on video, all the more reason. Like, we need to be.
Definitely.
We need to sell out so fast.
WP App Store, whatever you want.
That was really interesting. Cool. Okay, so we want to say just 8 p.m. Eastern next Wednesday?
Yeah, let's make it a recurring thing on Google and
done.
Google Calendar. If you guys do it, invite us all and then.
It's in. You
know,
there.
Let's at least. Each one of us look over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and if you know a date's not going to work in the next 2 or 3 weeks, let's pull it up now so we can already be thinking about who can fill in. Because I think 3 people minimum is critical.
Yeah.
I like the setup here because we
our flow works really well.
Well, and it's going to mature, right, as we keep going. We're starting now. I even noticed today the segues were a lot smoother.
Yeah.
And I think that'll continue to happen as we just kind of feed off of each other. Very, very exciting.
In the chat room, any one of these guys we could bring in to talk. I mean, they're all knowledgeable about WordPress.
Yeah.
It'd be great, in advance,
we can find somebody to fill that spot. We just need to know, you know, not the night before. We need to, unless it's an emergency, obviously, but we need to know in advance. So
it'd be cool to target some people for, and it sounds like I'm talking about a surgical strike. It'd be great to target people around a topic that we know is going to be discussed. Like if we're talking about, you know, WordPress App Store, we're talking about, you know, the WordPress UI or 3.4, let's bring one of the core developers on.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there that would be awesome on this show. So we just need to reach out to them early and throw some dates at them and see what works.
Okay. I like that. We can do that.
So, yeah, let's. Ryan, you want to send the invite out on just for our calendars? And then we can talk on P2 about, you know, the days we can't hit. over the next, at least the next, I would say we should always plan at least like 3 to 4 weeks in advance if we can. I know, obviously, if something comes up, it comes up, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy to live beyond the current month, so.
Let's say current month.
I think we can probably commit to the rest of the Wednesdays in this month, and then we'll revisit for next month.
I mean,
absolutely.
In the next month, I have one Wednesday I can't do, so I'll post that in P2, the date I can't do, so.
Okay.
And then
we can work it through there. I mean, if we can adjust that week, we adjust that week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And if for some reason, you know, two or three of us can't make it, then we push it, but we'll try our best not to do that to make it.
I don't want to push. I think the challenge, I mean, we've all been pretty damn busy.
Yeah.
That was a problem, timing. I mean, I know I had work camp going on and a bunch of other craziness. The video was another piece. I mean, I think for what we're doing here, I think it's exciting to have video. I think that differentiates us considerably. So if we can continue along that road, I think it's going to be beneficial for everybody.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it as long as it doesn't compromise the audio integrity, which is what I've been working to get good. So as long as it's complimentary and not a replacement, I'm good with it. I'm excited
about the site. It seemed good. So as long as we can keep the audio intact, there'll be some glitches with video, but we're not guaranteeing that. So.
Right. And even when people said, like, hey, the audio dropped out, like, it actually didn't for the recording. And we were still able to hear each other because it's on a separate, like, rock-solid system. So we're in a good place.
It sounded like the video feed were kind of different for everybody, which is good to know, too. So
yeah, I mean, I could only...
one person will work for 20 others, you know? So, yeah, it's not perfect, but who cares? Like, it's live, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, Brad, your video froze up for me probably... halfway in. I
didn't see it freeze at all over here.
Yours actually froze up, and then I realized that I could just like X you and then drag you back in, and it started again. So
we might have to institute some more of those like drink breaks to allow for that sort of thing. Because I knew that if I refreshed, I would get your videos back, but then it would kill the feed. So I didn't want to do it.
I just pushed in 150 meg down pipe into this office. So And I'm cabled in now, so the only thing I need to do is get a better mic, and I should be good on this end.
Yeah, I'm hardwired, so I'm getting really good speeds here, too. So
fantastic.
Cool, guys. So
awesome. I'm gonna export the show and the after
let's
show.
Get that posted and let's, get them up. You know, starting tomorrow, let's start throwing some new topics as they come up in the Google Doc.
Perfect. I love it. I'll get the stuff started. Brad, when you get the Spreecast video, you want to send it my way?
Yeah, I'm assuming it will email me. I'll keep an eye on it. I don't know how long it takes. I have no idea. It was about a 2 hour video, so it's gonna take a little bit.
Yeah, it might take a bit.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 40 minutes, so that's a lot of feed there, man.
A lot of bits and bytes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll ping you on Skype if you're on and let you know it's good to go. And I think you can just grab it from the thing. I'll try to figure out if there's a way to download it. I really hope there is, just to archive it somewhere.
Right.
They shut down in 2 years and we lose all of our videos. I really don't want that to happen.
Honestly, even if there isn't a way to download it by default, I say we contact them and see if there's a way. Because there's always a way. There's a video file somewhere.
There's always a way.
Cool. I love embedding their stuff. That's cool. But if for some reason they shut down or whatever, like, I don't want to lose everything we've done video-wise.
No, honestly, if there's a video source, I would much rather download that and put it on Vimeo or YouTube or something where I know it's going to live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Vimeo or something.
Like I said, it's not, like you were saying, it's not a riff against them. It's just we don't know. So I'd like to play safe.
Oh, if something happens, like that could be bad. But yeah, we'll find out. We'll see what happens after it's published. And if it doesn't do what we need it to do, we'll reach out to them and see what they say.
Awesome. Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys.
Guys, have a great one.
Peace.
Later. Cheers.